Feel good. Felt good getting out onto the practice field today and to be able to go out and get the work in that we needed to. So I feel great.
And no test or anything, just you had to rehab any extra ice baths or anything?
Yeah, just the normal stuff for a Monday, Tuesday, you know, to get your body back ready to go by Wednesday. That's a process I think all the guys in our locker room face every week. So, you know, we put our work in. I did the same, and it felt good to get out onto the practice field today.
How big was that win, you know, given, you know, the ups and downs of the season and so forth?
Well, I thought it was a big win for us. It obviously kept our playoff chances alive last week, and so from that standpoint, that was important. But also to kind of get the ship righted here at the end of the season from some of the things that we didn't do well in the middle of the season, you know, that's really positive too. And so I thought it was a great team effort, and you know, I was proud of the way everybody competed and played on Sunday.
We talk a lot about you guys talk a lot about taking shots down the field. The quarterback took a lot of shots in the game. What was not that you're not accustomed to doing that, you do it all the time, it's part of your job, but what was that experience in that game like?
Well, I mean, it's part of how some games shake out, you know. You got to be aggressive and try and get the ball down the field at certain times. I thought we did a great job of creating explosive plays, and sometimes you got to hang in there in the pocket and you know, take some of that stuff because there's great stuff going on down the field. But across the board, I thought we did a great job on the outside. I thought our offensive line played really well, and, you know, it was a good offensive effort for us.
What's been the biggest lesson you can take out of the ebb and flow of the offense this year moving forward? I mean, you know, y'all were hot as fire and slowed to a grind. It looks like y'all are putting it back together now.
Well, I think consistency is the key. And, you know, throughout different times of the year, I don't think we're very consistent. So if we can build that consistency and play the way that we're capable of week in and week out, you know, I think we've, you know, proven that we can play really good football. But we need to do it more often, and we need to do it every time we show up.
This been Matt. Your toughest year? Oh, sorry. Bro.
No, go ahead.
Has this been your toughest year, your second year? You had the foot and everything, 9-7. Chris came in and did some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How tough has this year been for y'all?
Well, I mean, each year brings its own challenges. You know, every year is different. There's certain things that are challenges throughout every season, and this season's no different. There's challenges that came up this year. There's some positive things that we did this year. But as far as more challenging, less challenging, all those kind of things, you know, every year I found is tough, and you've got to be prepared and ready to go every week. And that's the mindset that I've always had.
Matt, Roddy kind of joked about this in the locker room, but going into this last game, is there maybe a temptation to say, hey, we would love to see Julio get these marks, even though it's – you know, it would take a lot, but is there that temptation?
Well, I mean, obviously you'd love to see him, you know, break any record because he's such, you know, an awesome guy, such a great teammate. The thing about it is, you know, it doesn't come up all that often because Julio's such, you know, a team first, humble guy that you would never hear it from him. You know, but I've said it before, nothing's out of the realm of possibility with him. I mean, he's such a stud and is capable of making, you know, as so many plays that if it were to happen, it'd be awesome. And there's nobody more deserving. I mean, the guy's worked his tail off all year and played extremely well for us.
One of the other things in locker room today was Roddy talking about, you know, people asked if this might be his last game or anything. Could you even imagine life without Roddy with the relationship that you guys have?
He's the best, you know, has been for a long time and since I've been here. Not only on the field, I mean, second to none. He's as great a competitor as I've ever been around and as good a player as there is, but even better in the locker room, just a great teammate, a good friend, and I'm hoping it keeps going a long time.
What would it be like for you to build on last week's performance by going into the last game with three straight wins?
Yeah, I mean, it would be – that would be the way we want to finish. You know, Coach Quinn talks all the time about finishing games, finishing drives, finishing plays, and certainly finishing this season the right way. I mean, that's part of the mindset of what he believes in, and I think the guys have bought into it, so I think it'd be good for us to finish with the with a really positive effort.
Anybody else?
Matt, one more. Can you tell me what your thoughts on Ryan Schrader's play this year?
Yeah, I think Ryan's done a great job. He's a guy that sporadically got experience for us the last couple of years, and this year has been, you know, his first go at it as a starter for 16 weeks. I think he's competed really well. He's played well for us, and he showed a lot of grit throughout the season. So, you know, I've been really pleased with the way Ryan played this year.
Is he one of the meanest offensive linemen you've played with?
He's got the right attitude. I think, you know, he's nasty when you're out there, and those are the kind of guys I like to be around.